It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. It's the day traditionally celebrated as the birthday of English merchant, diplomat, and writer William Caxton, born about 1422 in Kent. He is thought to be the first person to introduce a printing press into England in 1476, and as such, he was the first English retailer of printed books. Little is known of his earliest years, but in 1438 he was apprenticed to Robert Large, a wealthy London silk mercer. Shortly after Large's death in 1441, Caxton moved to Belgium, to Bruges, a wealthy cultured city where he was settled by 1450. Successful in business there, he became governor of the Company of Merchant Adventurers and later returned to London. On his business travels, he observed the new printing industry in Cologne, which led him to start a press of his own in Bruges. When Margaret of York, the sister of England's King Edward IV, married the Duke of Burgundy, they moved to Bruges and befriended Caxton. It was the Duchess who encouraged him to complete his translation of a collection of stories associated with Homer's Iliad, which he did in 1471. On his return to England, heavy demand for his translation prompted Caxton to set up a press at Westminster in 1476, although the first book he is known to have produced there was an edition of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. He went on to publish chivalric romances, classical works, and English and Roman histories, and to edit many others. He was the first to translate Aesop's Fables in 1484. Caxton was not an adequate translator, and under pressure to publish as much as possible as quickly as possible, he sometimes simply transferred French words directly into English. But because of the success of his own translations, he is credited with helping to promote the clerical chancery English he used to the status of a standard dialect throughout the country. The precise date of Caxton's death is uncertain, but estimates from the records of his burial in St. Margaret's, Westminster, suggest that he died in March 1492. In November 1954, a memorial to Caxton was unveiled in Westminster Abbey by J.J. Astor, chairman of the Press Council. The inscription on a white stone plaque on the wall next to the door to Poets' Corner recalls that near that spot, Caxton set up the first printing press in the nation. He printed 80% of his works in the English language. He translated a large number of other books into English, performing much of the translation and editing work himself. He is credited with printing as many as 108 books, 87 of which were different titles, and 26 of which he had translated. The English language was changing rapidly in Caxton's time, and the works that he was given to print were in a variety of styles and dialects. He was a technician rather than a writer, and he often faced dilemmas concerning language standardization in the books that he printed. He wrote about this problem, and his successors faced similar difficulties. So the next time you're struggling to find just the right word and reach for your thesaurus, whether online or on your bookshelf, think of the advantage you have over old Caxton, who had to make it up as he went along. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 13th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.